Hello, and welcome to Open Source Sex. My name is Violet Blue, and tonight is an unusual selection from Best Women's Erotica 2008. I know it's a couple years ago, but it's a piece that really got under my skin. It's by an authoress who goes by the name of Peony, as in the flower, and I'm going to read you her bio, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her before I actually read the story. Peony currently lives in a little corner of Melbourne, Australia. When not writing erotic fiction or blogging until very late at night, she can be found at the Roll Arena, the tattoo shop, or drinking red wine and listening to Tom Waits, much like I have been tonight. She loses chess games against her partner often, how I wish I could do that, and with little grace, and is forced to take solace in long baths, sweet food, or more wine. She dreams of a laptop in a treehouse in the tropics, a cute puppy, and more time with her man, as well as the ability to skate backward with finesse. She also believes that words written and spoken have the power to move, entice, and delight us, long after images have faded from view. And her website, if you want to visit it, and I wholly encourage that you do, is called Errant Ways and Untidy Tendencies, and that's errantways.wordpress.com, and she has wonderful entries called Here We Go Again, It's the Traces of the Smell of You on My Skin, or from March 4th, It's late again, and we've been writing letters. I've missed you, I've missed this. All the pretty pictures, all the spaces in between. Home is for me inside other people. But now I'm going to read to you the story that I selected of hers that I put into Best Women's Erotica 2008. It's called Lost at Sea by Peony. Has it been that long? The clocks and the calendars are conspiring once again. Surely not. Have I been wandering, trapped in this haze, paralyzed by the thought of you? What day is it? I shuffle to the bathroom amidst the chaos of the house. Things don't seem to be where I left them, nor do they seem to be the same. Nothing seems to be sane anymore, either. My reflection in the mirror stares back at me with shiny glass eyes. I am no longer seeing through these strange holes in my head and navigate moth-like and by memory, hearing and feeling for the last traces of you. Showering mechanically, I scrape at my skin and the nest of my hair. The hot water trickles out and turns cold. I stand there as my rubber flesh changes from pink to white and my veins shrink from the surface and nestle closer to my bones. I suppose it must be very cold, for my skin is prickled and protesting. I hazily ponder the idea that my brain might have severed its ties to my body and is bobbing listlessly without anchor in the sea of my skull. I used to hate cold showers. Of their own volition, my feet find their way to the bath mat, my hands to the towel, and I'm rubbing robotically. I'm temporarily distracted by the absurdity of my joints sticking out at peculiar angles. Was I always this disjointed and bony? Emerging from the bathroom, I survey the damage. The house is littered with remnants, edged with a feeling of emptiness, like a fairground after the circus has left town. Even the sound of my exhalations is loud in comparison and swells out into the room in ragged clouds. My leaden feet slide out into the shards of the glass long since shattered. I suppose it must be somewhere down there. I wonder how long I stood there, naked in the midst of the aftermath, blood collecting under my toes, staring blankly at the enormous hole in the shell of this decaying house. It loomed large and imposing, a porthole to another dimension, the name hanging rustily on hinges hold in my head. It's a door. The front door. I stopped trying to make sense of it and decided to surrender. If I just give in, maybe I'll find a way out. There's no sense in fighting an irrepressible tide. Perhaps I'm walking in circles, following reddened footsteps on floorboards that will probably never end. You. A synapse fires inside my head. Somewhere near the surface, I can see a faint glow fractured by surface ripples. I must be a long way under. We shouldn't have. We did. It's done and cannot be undone. We're on the other side of that which has grown so large between us, the lust that devoured us, swelled fat from the absurdity of it. You again. brighter now, refracting like string crystals from exploded chandelier. You, the thought of you burns into a focal point with a brightness that is piercing. I'm rapidly ascending with no time to adjust, just contorted from the pressure as I struggle to acclimatize. There's a roar in my ears as I rocket to the surface in an explosion of gray water and torn foam. You again. I'm awkwardly floating as I suck air through the cracks in my clenched teeth. I'm suddenly painfully aware of the dimension of space beneath and around me. It is terrifying being without the comfort of corners and walls. You did this to me. With your hands, the carved channels in my skin, as you twisted my limbs to your pleasing and fed the burning inside me with pieces of you. You did this with words that pierce my insides, with hooks that pin me open, splayed and inviting, all yours for the taking. And yes, you took all of it, what I gave and what I didn't. You took it all and left me nothing, save the taste of your skin and the weight of my heart in my hands. I let you do this to me. At first we adhered to the rules and the rituals, the long lingering contact and words loaded and coded, then sitting so close you could smell the reek of the need burning under my skin. You'd played a deft hand and forced me to spread all that I held face up and exposed. There's nothing more dangerous than one with none left to lose, and though you might have won, being defeated was sweetened by the sound of my name on your tongue. I'd read the words in your eyes, and the space between lines as I took my last look at the shore before diving headfirst. It was with such little tenderness that you pushed me beneath you and spread my limbs with your hands. These weren't lover's lips that stretched tight to expose my teeth that sank deep into your skin. The pace was frenetic, fueled by the burning and the wheels sprung loose in my mind. There was no turning back or slowing the rhythm of the pounding both within and outside of my head. Skin flayed and breath burnt from the anger inside us. There's little to exchange when conquest leaves bodies ravished and broken. I had known it would be like this. I had hungered for the taste of it, flesh throbbing with the want of it, the want of you, to be taken, submerged and surrounded, drowned and destroyed. You were relentless, and I was remorseless, for a time, just a short time, and then it was over. Laid beside without touching, silent and spent, I'm facing away from the fact of your face, from the sight of the redness of my nails on your skin. You've turned from the image that's too much like another's, the other, another, the one I was not. And so it goes. That's tonight's podcast. It's probably not what you had in mind, but it's what I'm feeling. So if you subscribe to this podcast, thank you so much for listening. This was Open Source Sex. If you want to know more about me, visit my website, tinynibbles.com. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time in my head with me tonight.